Where was I? Yes. Now, next week sees the 2014 National Ploughing Championships taking place in Rathniska. That's how you pronounce it, isn't it? It's near Strably, I know that, in County Leash. Tracks over 200,000 visitors. It's the biggest outdoor annual European event, is it? Something like that. That takes place every year with so many people. And I'll tell you one thing, Strably and County, it's a lot more than the Electric Picnic. Okay, it's not exactly comparing like with like. Anyway, RT is going to be there across the three-day event. Now, when I say ploughing championships, I'd probably be right in saying that a lot of you are right now picturing elderly kind of male farmers, peak caps, standing around the field, shooting the shit, whatever it happens to be. But what about the young Irish farmers? This country has quite a lot of them, young men and women who've chosen to follow a career in agriculture. Lots of stereotypes that surround farmers. They're lonely, they're wealthy, they fall into the work, they're insular, they're conservative, they don't get out much. But of course, that's not really the case. Young Irish farmers are actually not all that different from other 20 and 30 somethings. God, I sound very condescending, don't I? Like, you know, here's these weirdos here, but hey, they're just like you and me. Anyway, if you're still not convinced, there are two young farmers sitting right now in our Cork studio who are just like you and me and ready to shoot down all the stereotypes. Aoife Ladd and Niall Nicholson, welcome to the programme. Are you there? You are.
Hi, Dave. Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
All right. It's not, I'm making you out to be kind of freaks, but hey, we're all in this together. You know, we're all God's children. Aoife, I'll start with you. Becoming a farmer today is obviously very different to what it was years ago. Now, you went to college. I know you both did, actually. And you enjoyed the student life like any other college goer, I presume, 24 hours a day. Did you, Aoife?
Yeah, definitely. I said I did 2 years in Clonakilty Agricultural College. I said at this stage, before, people just kind of stayed at home after school if they finished primary school. Some landed in straight to home working. Yeah. A few went to secondary school and that was about it. Whereas now you have to do a minimum requirement to get what was known as the Green Cert before you are fully qualified as a farmer. But no, I said we had a great time down in college now, like in any other course. I said, great bunch of people, great atmosphere, got to learn a bit in college and got a few nights out and got to meet plenty of people around the country as well through it.
Okay, well now what about you, Niall? Were you at the same college?
Yeah, well I spent 2 years in Clonakilty, but I did my course with Cork Institute of Technology as well, and that was a 3-year course, so I would have been in the main Institute of Technology in Cork quite a lot, and I also did my 4th year below in Waterford, in the IT below in Waterford, so I got quite a lot of college life, so I have a level 8 degree in agriculture now, but I got quite a lot of college life. I got to stay away from home a bit and went out on college nights and got well used to being in stream with all the rest of my buddies in college that were doing other courses from whatever it may be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, whatever about the downtime, just take a look there, because you've done so much. Clonakilty Agricultural College, Cork IT, 4th year then in Waterford IT.
Yeah.
You got your level 8 degree in agricultural science. Just as a matter of interest, that sort of academic side of things, have you found that what you did in college, that really has, you know, put you in good stead, or was it just something to do?
No, I suppose it's very important to do, in my opinion, anyway, because farming is a business. Like, it's not a hobby anymore. It's very important to be business orientated in agriculture now. It's, you know, you have to know what you're at and try and do things properly to make sure that you're making a living for yourself and becoming one of the best farmers that you can possibly be around in your area, you know?
Well then, Aoife, what about you? Like, how many were in your class and what was the breakdown, male to female?
In my class there was 100 of us in our class. There was 97 boys and 3 girls. So I was slightly in the minority, but sure, we got on anyway. But no, I definitely agree with Niall there on what he was saying about farming being a business. And in college, I said, there's so much more, I'll say, paperwork and office work now and a lot more rules and regulations coming daily into the agricultural sector, that in college it opens your eyes to it and you kind of realise what's there and you see what you have to do and kind of get an insight and understanding of these things a bit more than going back in the years when there wasn't as much and you kind of just learned what was passed down to you throughout the years.
All right, so in other words, like, you know, the real thing is getting down and dirty, but I mean the college thing really helps you realise this is a business and how to run that business. So are you both working on family farms?
Yeah.
Are you working on a family farm too, Aoife, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
All right, okay. So, like, I mean, can I just ask you then, Aoife, like, if you have siblings, I don't know if you do or not, but I mean, you know, how was it that it came down to you and did you want it to come down to you?
Yeah, I suppose I have one younger brother, but I suppose I was always out and about. I wasn't one to be sitting down in front of the telly the whole time. So I said sometimes I was probably a bigger pain out the yard than I was, but I thought I was a great help. But I suppose my brother would have had no interest really in the farm. He'd be out a small bit, but nothing kind of doing jobs and that. And I suppose I had the interest in it and kind of started slowly getting more and more involved as time went on. And I suppose before I even did my junior cert, I actually knew that I wanted to go farming.
Okay, but like you were on the farm as a kid, and did you spend time on the farm playing on the farm and loved it because of that and are now working on it? Or when you were a kid, were you playing and working at the same time?
Playing and working at the same time. I said you were always, anyone that's around gets roped into doing a few bits anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't get out of jobs that easily at all.
Okay, I'm going to just stick in an obvious kind of a whatever thing here, and that is that, like, your dad says, you know, you're going to run the farm. I presume no problem at all handing it over to, oh God, I'm going to get into trouble for this, 51552, no problem at all handing it over to the daughter and not the brother.
No, definitely not. I said, if I wasn't the one interested there at home, I said my brother has no interest whatsoever in the farm and there would be no one else to take it on. So it would have to be a case of possibly set up shop or look at other options.
And I'm sure your father delighted that it stays in the family and keeps going.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I said I'm there working with him now full time as well at home. So it's another opinion. It's an extra hand. And he's delighted that I'm at home full time now with him.
Right. So what about you, Niall, then? Like, I mean, are you did you take over the farm from your dad or working with the dad or what?
No, we're still working away with the dad at the moment there. Yeah, sure. I suppose we both get on and we both have our differences at times. And that's what makes farming what it is, I suppose. And we work away well together, but like progression in farming has to be very important because there's 51.4% of farmers are over the age of 55 and there's only 6.2% under the age of 35, which just shows you, like, you know, in Irish agriculture it'd be very important to get land transition happening, and you know, young people have the willingness to work and they want to get out and work on the farm and they have the energy and the enthusiasm to bring new things and bring important things forward in agriculture. And like, agriculture is set for a massive expansion up to 2020 and it's happening currently at the moment in the dairy industry. It's growing and growing with new jobs opening up in Dairy Gold there and, you know, the milk processing facilities being expanded in Ireland nationally. So like, it's an exciting time for Irish agriculture, as I said, like, you know, Irish agricultural colleges are full to the brim.
Okay, but that's a pretty bizarre statistic. But like, between about 18 and 35, there's so few. Wow. Okay, so look, what about the argument, like just the college thing and the doing it now thing, that you can't actually beat experience? I mean, you learn the job not in a classroom, say. Were you doing a lot of what I would call down and dirty practical work while you were in college?
Yeah, I suppose we were. Like, both myself and Aoife would
definitely
have spent time in Clannachilty, like, and that was the practical side of it. Like, it's important to know your practical side in agriculture because, as you said, as a farmer, you are being the primary producer of all these foods. You need to know everything and you need to know the regulations, etc. And, you know, the nitrates regulations going forward, and they're all important to keep farming sustainably well in Ireland. Like, so it's very important to going forward.
As well there, I said, even when I was in Clann, we did theory classes in the morning and practical in the evening.
Right,
so what you'd be doing in the morning, you were putting into practice out in the yard. And also then, through the course I was on, I said we had a 3-month work placement. So we were out on host farms, learning and putting what we knew and what we were and learning at the same time things on farm and putting things into practice.
Okay, well then obviously a good experience for both of you in Clannachilty Agricultural College, but like, you both work on different types of farms. So Aoife, first of all, like, what's your typical day like? What kind of farm is it and what kind of hours do you keep?
I suppose we'd be a dairy farm at home, and I suppose we'd be up about half six to be out the yard by seven, start of cows by 7 in the morning. Then I said, kind of once you've the cows milked and fed and the rest of the animals checked at, I said each day varies now. There's no 2 days alike. In springtime, we'd be our busiest now. We'd be calving, so you'd be working around the clock. You could be doing 14 to 18 hour days during the thing. But generally, in the main season, I said we'd be working away until about 5 o'clock. We'd start into the evening milking and hope we aim to be finished again by fully finished the day by 7 o'clock.
So the days start and end with milking the cows.
That's it.
And I presume, as you say, the calving season, it could be like 18 hours a day.
easily. We could have had we could nearly have 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And like that includes Saturday and Sunday, by the way. And I mean, you have to do that cow at 7 in the morning on Saturday and a Sunday and 5 in the evening too. So I want to get to the weekend bit. Like, I mean, here's the obvious question then. Do you envy people who work 9 to 5, what should I call this, a clean, straightforward, honest to God, sitting behind a desk bored out of their tiny minds job?
At times I said it would be great. I said if I go out at the weekend, regardless what time I get home, whether I'm driving or whether I'm having a few drinks, I still have to be up at 6:30 in the morning and milk the cows. So I said it's great when the other people have grand, they get their lie in till 12 o'clock. If they're home at 4, they get to sleep till 12 or whatever and they'll be out again the following night. If I'm home at 4, I'm still up at 6:30 to do the day's work.
Right,
and depending, sometimes you might go out again this following night, depends on the thing, but sleep gets a bit deprived.
I'd say it does. All right. Okay, that's Aoife and the dairy farm. What about you, Niall? You're a what kind of farm?
Yeah, we're doing beef and tillage at home, so like my typical day would range. I get up a little bit later than Aoife, thank God.
Hold on a second, when you say typical day, I would imagine there's four seasons. Well, there's supposed to be four seasons.
That's
anyway.
It.
A lot of the time we get winter for 8 months and then whatever else happens with the other four. But I presume the seasons would depend an awful lot of your beef and tillage.
That's it, yeah. Like, tillage can be very dependable on the seasons and on the weather, as you said. Like, even letting cattle out for beef and out to grass can depend on the weather, whether it's too wet or whatever. We usually aim to have our cattle out by what we call the magic day, which is the 17th of March, Paddy's Day. We hope to get them out to grass, and we don't want to see them back into the sheds again. Like
until November,
as Aoife said. Like, so, like, the typical day does vary, as you said, like, depending on the seasons. Like, this year we're very lucky. We've had a very dry summer, but it's not so lucky for myself, because our farm at home is suffering from drought now at the moment, and we have no grass. So we're having to feed cows at the moment, and we had to wean our calves off the cows and early this year. About
so you're an example of the bad side of the good weather.
Yeah, the bad side of the good weather. Like, when it started raining yesterday down on my farm, I nearly started dancing out in the field.
I was in the same situation.
Yeah, right. In fact, everybody's talking about the rain yesterday. Culture weekends in the cities, it went a bit kind of haywire. Okay, well, in fact, speaking of that, in the cities now, like, I mean, people really need to often see what other people do to realise that what they do themselves, and they're giving out about what they do, is actually pretty damn good compared to what other people do. Wow, I hope you got all that. Anyway, my point being this, do you envy people when I say about the 9 to 5? Do you not, like, for instance, like the traffic jams? You don't have traffic jams. That's a pretty good way to start a day, not to have a traffic jam.
Roll out of bed and, you know, get 50 minutes or 50 metres down the road. I'm inside in the yard and I'm wandering around starting my day's work, you know. It's very handy, and there's no hour commute to work or whatever. Like, my sister, she has to get up very early in the morning to get to work, because she starts at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and she has to get up at nearly 6:30.
All right, well, then let's take a look at what's going to happen then in terms of weekends and that. I just mentioned earlier on, Aoife, I'll start with you there, just about like what you have to do, and it has to be cows on a Saturday and Sunday because they don't care about the days of the week. Just like, I'm presuming it's not that easy to do much during the week in terms of going out. Let's just take the weekend too. I would get the impression it's pretty damn hard to have a social life at the weekend as well.
Not necessarily. Well, I said you'd always get things. You have to manage your time, and I suppose you have to know your limits. Like, as I said, sleep deprived is probably the biggest disadvantage of the whole thing. Like, but at the same time, I said you'd have your regular friends that you'd be going out with at the weekends and things, but as well, both myself and Niall are fairly involved with Mochra na Farma. And I said Mochra has a great range of things, from travel to agriculture, sports, performing arts, community involvement, public speaking and socialising. So I said there's nearly always something on with Mochra. If there was four nights in a weekend, you'd be out four nights in a weekend. You could be out with four nights in a weekend,
right,
I should say. But no, it's a great social aspect to get out, to know other young people around. I suppose Mochra is aged between 17 and 35. And it's a great way just to even get to know people locally and nationally.
And Niall, you, I presume, have like good friends inside Mochra, outside Mochra.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I went to school inside in Ashton and Cork City there in Blackrock. Like, so some of my friends are from town. Some of them are from down around me. Like, I make it my role to get out and to to socialise at least once a week, because farming at home on your own can be lonely. You don't see someone from one end of the week to the other. You're working with your father or whatever. You might see somebody who drops into the yard, have a chat with them for 5 or 10 minutes. I think it's very important to get out and socialise. That's why Mochra is very important too in my life. It gets me out there, and like it gets me to meet people that I haven't met for a while. I've met people down in West Cork that through Mochra that I've become best friends with. And like, as you said, I've friends outside Mochra. Like I meet up regularly with friends from school. I'm going out tonight to the dog track with a couple of friends there tonight, and we meet up regularly. And you know, it's good to have your social life outside your farming. So I think the aspect of the olden time stereotype farmer that was there 24/7, got up, had his breakfast in the morning, went out to the farm, came home from the farm, sat down in front of the fire, lit the fire, cooked the dinner. That's gone.
Hold on a second then. Like, let's go back to what I said at the very, very beginning, because I was talking about, you know, like that there is a stereotype that they're lonely, wealthy, fall into work, insular, conservative, don't get out an awful lot. And of course, the young people in terms of farming are not like that at all. But I made it sound like I was being condescending. I was patronising the whole lot of you. So like, I mean, let's take a look though at the real detail here, because like, you know, is it, when you meet somebody, Aoife, like you go out, you meet somebody, starting a relationship, whatever, do you think it's more difficult for young farmers than for other people working another job, especially in particularly in the urban areas? Like, is it hard to meet people who understand your life and what it involves?
I said it depends on, I suppose, some people that wouldn't be from agriculture or agricultural backgrounds or rural life, you know, people from towns and cities, all right, they wouldn't, some of them wouldn't have a clue, to be honest, of what's going on. And they kind of don't understand and don't really understand what the story is or what's happening. But if you were talking with, say, people from kind of more rural base, they, even if they're not farming themselves, they'd have a bit better understanding, or over time, you know, if they've an interest in it, they'll be asking away and getting to, you know, getting to know what it's about and trying to understand what you're actually doing. Now, during, I suppose it depends on the season too. Like, if during calving season now, it's impossible to be trying to get out or to be into commit to anything, because if you have a cow calving, there's not a hope you're going to be going out. You kind of, you don't know. It's like being in a maternity ward. You don't know what's happening. If a cow is going to be calving, you're not going to be leaving here. So you can't guarantee that you'll be anywhere. You kind of don't know you're going out until you're leaving.
No, but I would imagine, I'm surprised you haven't given any kind of an answer yet in terms of social media. Social media has changed the way everybody meets everybody. And you can just text a bunch of friends or whatever thing, and you can always go and meet. And that really obviously does help. With you, Niall, do you find that, like, you know, obviously Mochra is not a dating agency.
No.
But it kind of helps in that field as well.
A little bit, yeah. Like, I suppose there's plenty of women in Mochra, like as myself and Aoife are both here, and we're equal. Like, we're man and woman, like, and while we're not going out, but like, as there is plenty of men and there's plenty of women, I'd say there's nearly more women at the moment in Mochra, and there's nearly more females and males that aren't even in agriculture in Mochra. So like, Mochra isn't just about farming. There's nurses, there's
teachers,
scientists, there's everything, there's teachers, there's everything in Mochra. Like, you know, you can find the shop workers, you can find everyone that's there in Mochra, like, you know. So like, it's a big massive social thing. Like, you know, there's everyone from sales and marketing, general operatives, construction people, self-employed people, and everything in Mochra. Like, and while you were saying before there, Dave, that, you know, farmers are the most wealthiest stereotype, you think that I'd certainly disagree with that, because only 35% of farms were actually viable last year in Ireland.
Financially viable in Ireland.
And it's getting extremely hard to become viable, and you have to be on top of your game. And I think that's going forward, that's where young farmers will come in, because we're trained, we're well used to it, and you know, we've a business mind to us behind us.
Sure.
And
but I mean, important. Like, what about what other people do enjoy in other jobs? Like, you mean, like, they get 2 or 3 weeks holidays a year and they can go abroad to the sun or whatever. I mean, like, you've got cows to look after there, Aoife. Can you do that?
I said it's a bit more difficult, all right. Like, you can, but if any time you want to go away, whether it's a weekend or a week or what, you have to have someone arranged to come in to take over your job. So someone to come in twice a day to milk the cows, feed the animals, and do the jobs that need to be done.
All right, well, look, I'll tell you what, the Ploughing Championships, as I mentioned, next week. Somebody says here, the Ploughing Championship is bigger than Glastonbury, Dave. It's the Culshie's Woodstock. And that sounds pretty good to me. So listen, Niall, Aoife Ladd and Niall Nicholson, are you going this week?
Yeah, certainly am.
And going for what? For everything under the sun, to like trade ideas and to have a laugh.
Yeah, I suppose it's very definitely important to go to the ploughing. It's one social outlet where I might meet a couple of friends from college that I haven't seen in a year or so since the last ploughing. Now I sound very rural and isolated by saying that, but definitely. No, it's very important. And like, it's an important thing to go to have a look around, and you know, there's always new ideas and new inventions there, and things you can bring home. And you know, one thing I say is I always enjoy going on farm walks, because you can get into somebody's farm, have a look around, even if they're not from the same sector as myself, and you see what's happening inside
of
their yard.
Well, listen, if you go there, it is 3 days. Aoife, I can already guess you will not be able to go for 3 days.
No, I won't be there for 3 days. I'll be up to it one day, all right.
That's good enough. In fact, of all the texts in here, 51552 sums up that there are two great speakers, fair play. I'm also in Mocker. I met my husband there. My parents were the same. Great organisation. That's from Anne-Marie. Listen, guys, good luck. Enjoy the days up in Strabane. In fact, it's not Strabane. It's Rathaniska.
Rathaniska in
County Leash. Aoife Ladd and Niall Nicholson, thanks a million for talking to us, folks.
Thanks, Dave.
And enjoy the week. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Bye.